The Christmas spirit's really running high around here. Did you see my tree?
Yeah, I did, but aren't the trees supposed to be pine?
Yeah, we're kind of breaking with tradition.
I can see that. Well, good evening, and welcome to Aggressive Couch 15, an even more special Christmas spectacular. I'm Ron.
I'm Dave.
And we're on iTunes, and you can email us at aggressivecouch@gmail.com. And this is the Christmas special.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to do this like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, but it's almost Christmas.
I guess that makes everybody else started Christmas like in October, I think.
Yeah, or November, September, yeah. July of last year. Well, anyway, so we're here doing our Christmas special, and I don't want to promote too much, but Santa Claus, the interview, not the movie, the interview will be later in the podcast. I know everyone's excited.
Yeah, we tried to get Jesus.
Yes. But I want to just say that he was probably very drunk when he called in for this interview and high. So
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, well, you're not the one that had to talk to him. Let's smell his whiskey breath.
Well, I was busy, you know, shaving my legs. Well, anyway, let's, I guess we'll talk about some crap. What I'm going to start with is, we had a big snowstorm that came here last weekend.
Yeah.
So me and Laura went to hell last Friday night, which is Walmart.
Yeah.
So we went to hell because it's, you know, the only place that's open at 10 o'clock at night. And we went there, and
did you go there?
Yes. There were a lot of there actually wasn't a lot. Well, there were a lot of people. What? Don't give me that look.
You're not even saying. Santa's not the only one lit up, I think.
Well, anyway, we went there, and we're going through the aisles, and we got to, of course, we got to finish up our Christmas shopping.
Mm-hmm.
But what was funny is that I guess they were doing their restocking shelves, or it almost looked like they didn't even give a rat's ass anymore. It was just, let's put shit out. People will buy it. Because there was just skids of shit just everywhere. I mean, you could be in health and beauty, and there's skids of VCRs and DVD players.
Yeah.
And it just reminded me of Jenga because nothing was stacked nicely. It was just blocks here and there.
Yeah.
And I even looked at Laura at one point and said, I really just want to pull one of these boxes out at the bottom and go, Jenga! But you can't do that because then people get mad.
I might need to arrest.
What? Which would be illegal about doing something like that? Well, moving on. From creating havoc and chaos in the Walmart, we go into the toy section, and of course, you know, a big store like Walmart, and of course the aisles are even smaller.
Yeah,
which doesn't make any sense. I mean, you have this huge store, and you can't even get two carts down it without someone going, "Excuse me, excuse me, excuse me." But I think what really bothered me was the sock puppet lady. And there was, she was probably almost 30, but she had sock puppet-like tendencies because she talked like a valley girl almost. And you could almost see someone's hand behind her going, hey, I'm going to look at these toys. She even talked like that, like, hey, look at these toys.
Was she talking just to herself or to someone else?
Oh, unfortunately, I guess she was married or had a boyfriend or something. But I don't know if he was controlling her or what with his hand.
Yeah. It might have been radio.
Yeah, maybe. But she almost sounded like a retarded valley girl. And she's looking at us, hey, look at these toys. Oh, you had to have been there.
Apparently. Well, I bought my dad and my sister's Christmas gifts.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to the hardware store.
And?
And I got my sister a pair of pliers.
All right.
and got my dad a $20 gift certificate that I won at the office Christmas party.
You gonna re-gift it?
Fuck yeah. What's wrong with that? He likes Chinese.
All right. Let's talk about some Christmas traditions.
Okay, odd Xmas traditions.
All right.
Okay, so what do you do on Christmas that would be considered out of the ordinary?
Well, besides being naked and dipping my balls in eggnog, I don't know.
Oh, come on, you do that all the time.
And maybe the most unconventional stuff we, like, movie-wise, we would watch would be, like, The Ref, which is, I would consider it a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Even though there's lots and lots of cursing in it.
Oh, yeah, just like Christmas time at my house.
Yeah. But it's a great movie, and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I would say I had to sit down and watch it, but I don't know if we really have any weird traditions besides the eggnog ball dipping.
Yeah.
I don't know. What about you?
Well, of course, we watch the Red-Green Christmas specials.
Okay.
There's a whole bunch of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mainly you open presents and you were either going to somebody's house and overeating and overdrinking.
Yeah.
Then the kid come home all nuts, then you need another drink.
Yeah. I think the only thing is we make a big tankard of punch in the spaghetti bowl.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Now, I've heard of other people giving their dogs Christmas presents.
Yeah.
And things like that, which I find a little odd.
Well, why not, you know?
I know. It just
Especially if it's as good a time as any, isn't it?
Yeah. But with the Marmaduke movie coming out in June, is it really necessary?
Yeah. Probably more so than ever, I mean, to help them hide the shame.
Yes. I don't know if I have any more for that or not.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot on crack this week, was there?
No.
Yeah, that's a shame.
It's the end of the year. Everyone's phoning it in.
Yeah.
Everything is best of list right now.
Yeah. And you'd think there would be, like, best of tacky Christmas decorations. That they had a little bit of it, but not much.
Yeah. But aren't really all Christmas decorations tacky, in a sense?
Yeah.
And you really look at
isn't Nick Cave a genius, in a sense?
No, not really.
If you
really.
Can name who that, what song that is, then you don't win anything.
Is that the one that everybody knows song? From
what?
Pump Up the Volume?
No.
Who's Nick Cave? No, yeah, he did a song. Everybody knows, right? Maybe that's the other guy.
I don't even really know who it is.
Well, I think Nick Cave did a song that was on that
I heard one song,
Up the Volume.
I only heard like one song by him, really.
Yeah.
That's a line from a song by a different band. Actually kind of making fun of Nick Cave and people that like Nick Cave.
Well, really, the people that should win a prize is anybody that owns a Nick Cave album. And I would urge you to go to Nick Cave's house and collect your prize. Because I'm sure he's just as surprised as you are that you bought that album. Well, thank you for buying that. I didn't think anyone would buy that shit, but apparently people do.
Yeah, probably. I'll put off killing myself for another week.
I don't think I've known one person to buy a Nick Cave album.
No.
I mean, I could see maybe your sister buying one by mistake.
Yeah, she liked one song by him, I think. And that was the one song that I heard, but then, you know, you listen to it three or four times, it's like, yeah, it was okay. Never want to hear this song again.
And I think that's the song from Pump Up the Volume.
I don't know. What song was it?
He's like, everybody knows that the dice are loaded.
No, there was the Weeping song.
No, I don't think I've ever heard that.
You're not missing anything.
It's just like all those Tom Waits albums that I bought.
Well, yeah, the thing with Tom Waits is Tom Waits has really awesome songs, but you kind of need somebody else to do them. Yeah. I mean, I can actually listen to that. I don't have any of his albums, but I can listen to it. It's kind of interesting, but to me, it's one of those things that's interesting to listen to, like, once. I can't understand how my sister listens to it three or four times.
Yeah. I guess that almost goes the same with death metal albums, too.
Yeah.
But do you really listen to a death metal album?
I don't know that anybody...
No one does.
No.
Well, since we're talking about death metal albums, let's segue into this next thing.
Okay, stop whining and buy our stuff.
All right.
What? Yeah, it's about the commercialism of Christmas. And shut up. Yes, it's bad. It's terrible. It's horrible. Didn't Charlie Brown beat this to death 10 years before we were even born?
Yeah. I have here that I think everyone's accepted the commercial part of it.
Yeah.
Because really, now, it's really starts in, fuck, like October.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go to Lowe's, they have Christmas trees out in October.
Yeah.
And everything is really commercial for the most part, but...
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, when you hear about people talking about, like, taking back Christmas and making it more about caring about people and stuff, I think that's okay, but I say, lighten the fuck up. Have some fun with it.
Yeah.
You know? No, it is... I think it is terrible that, you know, oh, you know, people get angry if you don't buy them enough gifts or something. It's like, yeah, that's terrible, but so what?
Yeah.
It's terrible on their birthday, too.
I would love to see in a Christmas special like that where they're, Daddy, shouldn't we help these people because it's Christmas? Yes, we should, but come January 1st, fuck those people and let them die on the street.
Or did you see that on The Onion with, you know, local Scrooge refuses to celebrate Christmas? Then it's under the byline or whatever, it's like, celebrate some shit called Hanukkah instead. <No. laughs> That was great.
I didn't see that. I'm going to look that up. But for the commercialization part of it, I think what really drives me nuts is how the people get into a frenzy going to the malls.
Yeah.
And it's such a rush just to get anywhere. And you can even go anywhere at this time of year if you just want something. God forbid if you actually need something at the mall.
Yeah.
Or any store, for that matter.
I mean, there are times you can go, like during the day when everyone's at work.
Yeah.
And it's not so bad, but even then it's crowded.
Yeah. I would just prefer, for me it would be more real if people had pitchforks and torches in stores.
Yeah. I'm thinking maybe what they could do is, you know, ration Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, we got 300 million people, 365 days. It just about works out, you know?
Yeah.
Like a million people celebrated on the 25th, a million on the 26th, a million on the 27th. I mean, Jesus wasn't born on the 25th anyway. What the fuck difference does it make?
Well, people get whipped up in a frenzy, and the stores do it, too.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to sell this most popular item, but guess what? We have only 5 in stock.
Yeah. And no rain checks.
Yeah, and they wonder why people get all nuts and mad and start shooting up stores.
Yeah, and that's even when they're honest and say, we guarantee that there will be at least a minimum of 4 per store.
Yeah.
Some people think that's bad. I think that's okay, because at least you know that if you're not the 4th person in the door, you might as well turn around. You know, if there's already 5 people in line, it's like, oh, shit.
Well, I think what gets people nuts, too, is they put that on their circulars,
yeah.
But it's in such small, fine print.
Yeah.
You know, it's got the little asterisks next to it, and you got to go through 18 pages of ads, and it's in color, and you can't even read it anyway.
Yeah.
I think they should promote burning stores down if they don't have things in stock.
Yeah, that would be good, you know, or have, you know, instead of rain checks, you could just, you know, turn on the fire hose.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? Or tase people.
Sure.
You know, there was some great tasing in the season finale of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I know they were trying that on Mythbusters. They were trying to build a water taser.
Yeah.
It didn't work. They had Jamie inside a Tesla coil with, like, a couple billion volts or something, and he's firing lightning bolts down a stream of water. Like, this really isn't working, but it's awesome.
All right.
I mean, it had no range at all. That was the problem. Plus, water is really resistive.
Yeah.
And the fact that in air, water breaks up into globules.
Is everyone getting that?
Yeah. There's going to be a quiz later.
See, we teach you things on this podcast.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's almost time for the Santa Claus interview.
Okay, for the Santa Claus interview, you might want to have your helmets on or your hard hats or earplugs.
Yes. So let's go to the Santa Claus interview, which was rather interesting and, well, just say rather interesting.
Okay, I wanted to interview Tim Allen on the set of the Santa Claus 4, but apparently he isn't starring in it. In fact, nobody's starring in it. It doesn't even exist. But as a consolation, I scored an interview with someone who actually does exist, the real Santa Claus. You know Santa, the jolly fat man who brings you toys each year.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hello, Santa, and welcome to the program. How are you doing?
All right, I suppose. This damn Christmas holiday drives me fucking nuts everywhere.
Why is that?
Well, my agent tells me I have to be here or there. You know, show up malls and shit.
Isn't there other people who play you?
There was, until my brother, Santa Claus, started doing my act. Started using my sledge-o-matic everywhere.
Wasn't that Gallagher's brother?
Bullshit, it's my story. That's what I needed.
You feel better now?
Yeah, that vodka tastes sweet on my tongue. Just like your cat's ass that I licked.
That's really uncalled for, Santa. Can we get back to this?
I guess. My agent really fucked me this time. I mean, I'm on a fucking podcast.
So, these other Santa Clauses. Do you get a piece of that action?
I used to, until that bastard, Michael Jackson, bought the Santa rights. What an asshole.
Didn't that happen to Paul McCartney, too?
Well, don't worry about that. We got that straightened out.
What do you mean?
Let's just say McCartney asked for a few items last Christmas, then it worked itself out.
Are you implying that Paul McCartney off Michael Jackson?
Well, before we start talking that, let's start talking meat. The other night, one of these fake Santas were at a Pacers game. And what the hell is this shit? Anyway, that's uncalled for.
Read the line.
And she took a picture with him. They ripped off his beard.
I would say that's uncalled for.
Yes, it is. Oh, yeah. And they called...
Why did you rewrite this?
I thought I took this out. I mean... Yeah, well, we're going to talk about meat, and it's called Santa's Meat. Our slogan, come put Santa's meat in your mouth.
Is that really the slogan?
Yes, it is. I had an idea before. Santa puts meat down your chimney. But Walmart didn't think it was acceptable.
Who would have thought? What kind of meats are you selling?
Burgers, beef jerky, and hot dogs. All made with real elf meat.
Elf meat.
Like any big company, sometimes people retire or don't work out, so you have to make use of them. Do you know how much retirement benefits cost these days?
I don't think that's legal.
I used to use reindeer meat, but those fucking PETA people got all upset at me. Apparently eating elves is not a big deal. After all those Lord of the Rings movies, people love eating elves. It's like being in the movies.
I wouldn't really say it's the same thing. But who knows? Anything else you would like to say before you have to go?
Remember to pick up Santa's meat this holiday season. Also, if you got a dog that fucking bites, I'm putting a bull in it. I'm so sick of dropping off presents and these dogs biting me. Especially since Michael Vick can't do my dirty work for me anymore.
I don't think I want to know. Anyway, thanks Santa Claus for stopping by and put your meat into your mouth.
Thanks, Dave. I'll leave you something special under your tree.
Please don't, Santa. I've been good this year.
What an asshole. I'm going to shit under your tree. Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas.
Wow. Okay. That was a great interview with Santa.
Yeah,
Claus,
it was. I think Santa was really high or something.
Maybe we shouldn't have taped it first, you know?
Yeah. It wasn't taped. That was all live. Who are you kidding? All right, well, since we're talking about Santa still, let's talk about some Christmas music.
Okay, Christmas music. Does it promote hate?
Yes, it does. I have to say it does promote hate. Because I know when I hear Christmas music, I want to hate more.
Mm-hmm.
I think I wouldn't have a problem with it maybe if it wouldn't start in the beginning of fucking November on some radio stations.
Yeah. I mean, that was ridiculous. Yeah. Even worse than usual.
But it starts and it's all the... You know, like,
yeah, I mean, if they were mixing it in with the regular music, that would be bad enough on Warm 103. But the fact that they're playing nonstop Christmas music. In fact, where I work at our side of the building, for whatever reason, because it's made out of metal, we can only get two radio stations.
Yeah.
And one is the one that they broadcast over the phone anyway. So the second radio station is also nothing but Christmas music. So it's like, you want to get blown or you want to get fucked.
I know Laura, she really likes Christmas music for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know if she got hit on the head or something like that. It just drives me crazy. I mean, the rock Christmas songs are a step up.
Yeah.
Maybe a step or two.
Remember when you used to think that Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer was a step up? Yeah, like when you were, what, six?
Yeah.
Back around 1983 when the song came out. That was really funny. Yeah, I think we should give it a rest.
There's a rock version of that. Actually, I think L.A. Guns did it, and I heard that recently.
Well, there you go.
It doesn't improve the song very much.
Yeah. Oh, Twisted Sister did a Christmas album.
Yeah.
And it didn't really help. Weird Al did a good Christmas song, though.
Yeah, Christmas at Ground Zero.
Yeah.
And the Ramones' Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight is a good song.
Well, that's not really a Christmas song. I guess it is.
Well, it is, I guess.
In a way.
But, yeah, I think those are pretty much the only Christmas songs I like.
Yeah. I don't know if I can think of any Christmas songs I actually like.
Yeah. Now, I do applaud that a lot of stations and schools and things play Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, the uncensored version.
Yeah.
They play that all the time.
What's the uncensored version?
Because of the song she has... There's a line that says, have some fucking pie.
What?
Because it really says, have some pumpkin pie. But if you, it really sounds like she's like, have some fucking pie. If you listen to it, it does. It sounds, that's, you know, one of those songs while, you know, getting the lyrics wrong. But it sounds so great, especially if you can censor. So
what is
like,
that? Amanda Green, I think is the name of it.
Yeah.
Like. Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
But it's so great because I laugh every time I hear that. It's like, have some fucking pie.
Yeah. Well, the thing I think about it is, you know, to me, Christmas music totally ruins the spirit of Christmas, which is basically wall-to-wall nonstop greed and complete narcissism. Very fitting that the most religious holiday in Christianity would espouse those values. Maybe we shouldn't discuss religion.
The one thing I think of, though, when I hear Christmas music, like the real Sappy Grin, I just think of some guy sitting in some small one-bedroom, just one small room apartment with a pistol on the table. And he's got like he's sitting in his underwear. And he's got like a dirty white T-shirt on.
Yeah.
He's smoking a cigarette and you hear the Christmas music going. Then you know what's coming after.
Well, the only difference when I think about that is I think he's just sitting there with empty chambers, just spinning the gun.
Have some fucking pie. It does. It promotes suicides. I mean, murder suicides.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, this is such a great, uplifting Christmas show, wasn't it? We were going to have the Rockettes on here, but they're fucking cunts, so we're not having them. No one wants to see them anyway.
No.
Why do people even go see the Rockettes still?
Dad and I were discussing that. Wasn't this cool back in, like, 1930 when this was the closest to porn you could get?
Yeah. I mean, they're going to be at Hershey. I think they're at Hershey now.
Yeah. Well, that's Is that the Rockettes or is that just their helpers?
Well, you know, it's like the helpers, basically.
Yeah, sort of like Dad went to see the Harlem Globetrotters, and it was just sort of like the B team. Not even the B team. It was like the D team.
Krusty the Clown bets against the Harlem Globetrotters. You mean you bet against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought they were due for a loss.
It would happen eventually. Wow. All right, since we're giving up the Christmas spirit, let's talk about some Christmas Day tips.
Okay, I actually found my Red Green Christmas DVD and wrote this down. These were the tips from, if you've ever seen it, it was the ex-con that wasn't actually an ex-con named Mike Hammer. And these are his Christmas Day tips.
Okay.
One, for you dads out there, don't come home on Christmas Eve in the back of a squad car. See, two, if you can't afford gifts, that's okay. Your kids will understand. Don't go off into the garage and fire off a shotgun and try to convince the kids that Santa committed suicide. Three, don't give the kids a bike you stole off the kid across the street.
I could see how that could be uncomfortable.
Yeah. Four, try not to get on each other's nerves. Avoid the sensitive topics like politics, religion, and who owes who money. And dress festive. Maybe put a shirt on. Maybe put some pants on. That's the gift that keeps on giving. And talk to your family. I mean, really share. Come on, what do you have to lose? There's nothing on TV Christmas anyway.
Yeah. There really isn't anything on Christmas TV.
No, unless they run Mythbusters or something.
They're running A Christmas Story. Is that all the tips from him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I always hated A Christmas Story.
Well, there's A Christmas Story, and now they're running National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, wait, there is one more tip.
All right.
Even if you're not having a big fancy dinner, you can at least take the pizza out of the box.
Yeah, exactly. That would be a pretty miserable Christmas.
I think that'd be an awesome Christmas. Man, fuck that turkey. Guess what we really want?
I am sick of turkey.
Yeah.
I remember growing up, it wasn't so bad because you didn't have turkey all year round.
Yeah. Now you got, since we eat nothing but TV dinners, right?
Well, now turkey is so readily available.
Yeah.
I mean, then it was.
I mean, well, it always was. People just didn't buy it as much.
Yeah. But now people use turkey ground beef, turkey this, turkey that, turkey hats.
Yeah, turkey lurkey.
It becomes too much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I have any Christmas Day. I have a good Christmas Day tip. I wouldn't suggest using candles on your Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Granted, it worked in the 1800s, but not anymore.
Yeah, people just don't know how to be careful enough with candles anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't recommend dynamite either.
You know, I wonder how many people actually set their house on fire in those days.
Well, I don't know. They were pretty drafty, so, you know, dirt floors and stuff. I can't imagine it was that many.
Yeah. It had to happen, though.
Well, yeah. Even people set their houses on fire now with lights.
Did you
see that on, speaking of Mythbusters, when they tried to set the Christmas tree on fire with Christmas lights? They had just some, I don't know how many Christmas lights, but it was about a foot around of nothing but Christmas lights wrapped around this tree from the base up to the top. They had to bring in like one of those generator trucks they use for movie sets to power the thing. It was like so many thousands of watts. I mean, it was some like 10,000 watts of Christmas lights, and they had a kiln-dried Christmas tree, and it still wouldn't light. And then they applied just like the tiniest little spark, and the whole thing basically explodes in flame. And Adam was like, this has got to be what Christmas is like in heaven. And that's just it. It's not really the heat from the lights. It's if you get a tiny little short or a spark somewhere, that's what sets it off.
Yeah, because the tree's dry and all that.
Yeah. The heat certainly helps.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the radiant heat just from all the lights.
Yeah, but it, even with like I said, like 10,000 watts of heat, it still wasn't enough to auto-ignite a kiln-dried Christmas tree.
Yeah. Isn't that rusting?
Yeah.
Yeah, that had to be warm with all those lights.
Yeah, they couldn't even look at it. They set it up in one of those... They set it up at a fire department at their training center so the firemen could get practiced and how to put out a tree fire. But I mean, that was so awesome. They're like outside and they're just sort of looking at it through on this camera. It's still not lighting. And they had this infrared camera pointed at it. It's like, man, it's up about like 1200 degrees. It's still not the flash point.
I don't know. Maybe if you put regular incandescent bulbs, it would burn up.
No, that's what they had. They bought a ton of different Christmas lights and found the ones that got the hottest.
Yeah.
At this, like, cheap Mexican store. They bought, like, a couple thousand of them.
The Mexican Food Council says this is all right. Merry Christmas, everybody. All right. How are we doing on time?
A little bit short.
Oh.
A little bit very short.
Oh, well, we're doing fine because we've got random thoughts and all that. I was going to do this other thing with a poem or something, but I couldn't finish it, so accept it.
You don't want to just read the unfinished?
No, and I didn't bring it with me anyway.
Oh.
Well, I guess we'll move on to random thoughts then.
Okay.
You want me to start?
Sure.
All right. On Kotaku, I found this story about Out.com listed the gayest games of all time.
Yeah.
And I picked three out of the... I think it was a list of 10.
Yeah.
But it's actually pretty funny. So if you ever want to go to Out.com, of course it's a gay and lesbian site, but it's got some...
Are you serious?
Yes. I thought it was an outdoor site. I went to it, and I thought it was an outdoor site until they started talking about power bottoms. I thought they meant power door bottoms.
Power anyway, boats.
Yes. One of the games here is Street Fighter.
Yeah.
And the description they have here is great. Hands down, the gayest video game of all time. Zangief was a bear. Ken was a muscle top. Ryu was a muscle bottom, and Blanca was a tranny, and Bison was a leather daddy, and Honda was a chubby chaser. they did have Mario Brothers on there also. The next one is for Kirby. Do you remember that game at all?
No. I know what it is, though. I know the character.
Seeing the screenshot they had, I vaguely remembered some Nintendo game.
Yeah.
But for Kirby, this pink-clad Nintendo character made swallowing cool again. I think it was an updated version of Pac-Man.
I have no idea.
Except in a platform setting. But I don't know. I never played that one. But then the last one I have here is Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
And Mortal Kombat caused a stir among parents for the violence of its battles. Less oft discussed was the game's honest, open treatment of transsexuals. Likely the first and most tranny-revelant video game. So if you want to see the rest of that list, you got to go to out.com.
Yeah. Where's World of Warcraft on that list? Although it would be more bisexual.
Yeah.
Have you seen the elves in that game?
No.
I'm going to talk elf meat. Jesus.
Do they dance around?
Well, yeah, but I don't think it's inherently trying to be bi. I just think that everyone who has ever played an elf and really got into it is bi.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at elves in general. Aren't elves really bi?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if not bi, probably teetering on very gay.
Yeah.
Maybe
if they're supposed to be getting married to women and shit, they gotta be bi.
Maybe, but maybe...
I don't think they're closeted. No, I honestly think there's a difference between gay and bi.
Well, there is, but I'm saying maybe those elves are just forced to marry women because what society says, then they're off in some blue forest getting railed out by a bunch of fairies. But that's just my take. Which is all right. I mean, if they like it,
yeah.
Why not?
No, I only had one Night Elf character.
Okay.
No, fuck, not even a Night Elf. It was a Blood Elf.
Okay.
And I had, everything else was trolls. Yeah, I like the trolls. They look like big dogs.
Yeah. I never got into the whole elf things. I mean, even growing up when you had, like, Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
And
I liked the ElfQuest comic book, you know, before I hit puberty.
Yeah. And then you realized what?
How bisexual it was.
Can't remember.
It's like, this isn't really right. It just doesn't feel right, you know.
Come over to my hot house for sausages.
It's like, you know, whatever these elves want to do in their spare time is fine, but, you know.
Yeah. All right, what do you have?
All right, the balloon man was sentenced today.
Oh, really?
I didn't even read the story because I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, why is this still in the news?
Well, people want closure, I guess.
Well, no, usually these things peter out long before this point.
Yeah.
I mean, well, nobody gives a shit.
Well, for the past 2 months, have you really heard anything?
A little here and there.
Yeah. So we don't know what he got sentenced to.
No.
Right, just being an asshole.
Yeah.
But since we're talking about law and order in Boston, a frustrated woman called 911 to say that she couldn't get her 14-year-old son to stop playing video games and go to sleep.
Yeah.
So she called 911, and the police showed up. It was around 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And the police showed up and persuaded them to stop playing. And
your tax dollars at work, people.
Yeah, exactly. And the police chief said the call isn't really, you know, it's nothing new, but was a little unusual. But by no means was it surprising, especially in today's day and age when these kids play video games and computer games.
Yeah.
Now, when I read that,
anybody who's over the age of, only a person over the age of about 40 would say something like that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. What is this guy, 70? These kids with their Pac-Man video games and their Dan Fogelberg records.
Their hula hoops.
I mean, it comes back down to the parent.
Yeah.
There's this thing called power that needs to power the unit. You can always unplug it from the wall.
Yeah.
And take the power cord.
Mm-hmm.
Or even more frustrating, just take the controller, because then yeah. The unit works, but then you got nothing to play it on.
Yeah.
But that quote is horrible. I can't believe these people with these phones that you could just talk and you don't need a cord on.
Yeah. Next thing you know, you'll be complaining about internal combustion engines or tool of the devil or something.
Yeah. I wish the reporter would have asked him, sir, can you tell me what year this is?
Okay. Something else I saw today. Steven Tyler has entered the old folks home. I mean, rehab.
Oh, yeah. Heard about that.
All right. Another situation of, why is this still in the news?
I don't know. Oh, you know why it's still in the news? Because for some reason people want Aerosmith to still tour.
Why?
I don't know. Well, Joe Perry still wants to tour.
I mean, if they want a tour, that's fine, but why does anyone want to go see them?
I don't know. He's 61 and he's going into rehab.
Yeah. I mean, there could be worse things. I'm not so much worried about the age as a number. It's more just the fact that he's totally past it.
Yeah.
I mean, if he was still able to deliver the goods, he could be 75. Just like I have a recording of, it wasn't his last concert, but it was on Link Ray's last tour, like 3 months before he died.
Yeah.
I mean, his version of Rumble was probably better than any other version of Rumble you've ever heard.
Yeah.
And he was like 77, 78. Yeah, it's an instrumental. It wasn't like he had to sing on it. But, I mean, it was vicious.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's still on drugs because of all those horrible Aerosmith albums they made in the 90s.
Well, they said it was from painkillers, probably from where he got pushed off the stage by angry music fans.
Yeah.
Stop ruining our favorite band.
But that band has to have so much money. Why would they still even...
Well, there's... It's enjoyable to play live. It's just like, why are the Who still touring? You know they got enough money.
Yeah.
Now, other than Mick Jagger, most of the Stones probably have enough money. Well, maybe not Keith Richards either.
He smoked it all.
Yeah.
Well, they said at one point, I think they were saying they were going to look for another lead singer.
Yeah.
But I want to urge them, Gary Cherone is looking for a job.
And I think, didn't Live kick out their singer?
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah.
And no one cared.
No. I mean, well, it's been, what, 10 years since they even put out an album?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they've been mainly doing solo stuff. I think and there they would play a gig together.
Yeah, was that a surprise?
No. Did anyone really care?
No.
Well, there's
I'll join their band.
There's probably some indie rock guy going, man, how's that going to happen? Can you believe it happened, man? All right. Police arrested a 19-year-old woman. I think Santa touched on this in his interview.
Yeah.
She was a 19-year-old woman was brought up on charges for ripping off a beard on a Santa Claus at a Pacers game. Apparently, she took her picture with Santa Claus, then ripped his beard off. Then they hunted her down, and apparently she had a bottle of vodka stuck in her shirt. But isn't she really doing everyone a public service?
Yeah.
Especially for, you know, pointing out those fake Santas.
I don't know. I think they should get revenge. They should rip her beard off.
Yeah. She probably did have a beard.
Right. Well, not on her face.
We're going to pull your pubic hair out and glue it to your face.
I think people would pay to watch that. Wouldn't that liven up a basketball game? Let's face it. You got to have something.
Welcome, everyone, to Pubic Hair Night.
Yeah. I don't know. I have to say that, I mean, I don't like baseball, but I think I dislike it less than the other popular sports.
Baseball is just a... Baseball is an all right game if you're there. It's not,
or if you're doing something else, you know, and it's just on TV while you're reading the paper. I couldn't see watching a baseball game.
If you're doing anything else besides watching baseball, it's probably not too bad.
Exactly.
If you're driving your car and a baseball game is on, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't even know about that, but I mean, if you're working on the car, it's hard to beat a baseball game.
Yeah.
Plus, the thing about that is they play more than just like two or three nights a week. It's like every night there's a ball game.
Yeah. But you never hear that. The guys are just droning on and on about stuff.
Yeah, that's another thing. If you're going to watch it on TV, just turn the sound off.
Yeah. But it would be great to hear the guys actually talk about other stuff. You know, Jim, strike one. I was in my hotel last night, and I put a belt around my neck, and I jerked off and strangled myself. Strike two. Well, that's interesting, Jim. Yeah. I enjoy butt plugs on a regular basis, and he's out of there. That would make it interesting.
Yeah, they could do a podcast.
Yeah. All right. You have another story?
All right. Who's dead this week? The guitar player of Big Brother and the Holding Company.
That guy was still alive.
Yeah, he was. And the guy who played Top Cat.
How old was the guy from Big Brother and Holding Company?
In his 60s.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he'd be pushing close to 80.
I don't know. Maybe he was.
That's the 60s when they were...
Didn't they have two guitar players? I don't know.
I mean, that was in the 60s when they were in their prime.
Well, yeah, when our dad, about the same age as our parents.
He had to be close to 80.
Well, maybe, I don't know.
All right, well, anyway, he's dead.
Yeah, and the guy who played Top Cat.
Who's Top Cat?
You know, the cartoon?
Was that like Heathcliff's brother or something?
No, it was in the 60s. Also, the guy who was the inspiration for Rain Man died.
Oh. I like to say we keep everything relevant on this podcast by talking about people that died from the 60s pop culture area.
Yeah.
Oh, and that Brittany Murphy chick died.
I was only going to talk about important people. I haven't seen any movie that she was in.
Probably not.
I mean, come on. She might have been popular, but she wasn't as famous as Top Cat.
No. She wasn't that popular. I mean, she was on that King of the Hill show for, was that like 9 or 10 years? She did a voice. It's just weird because she was 32 and just like dropped dead for no reason.
Yeah, whenever, you know, you look in the newspaper and you see somebody who graduated the same year you did, and it's like, that guy was 3 years younger than me. Thank you, Red Green.
The last story that I have here comes from Wellington, New Zealand. Apparently, two guys were riding their bikes naked, and a police officer stopped them, and she confronted them. And she told them that they had to turn around and go get helmets on if they wanted to ride their bikes. But they didn't do anything to them. I mean, it was like the middle of the night, and they weren't hurting anybody.
Yeah.
And the police officer said they were sober as a judge, so she just let them go and sent them back.
Yeah. Besides, had to go to, like, small claims court or something.
No, they don't have to do that. She just said, just go home.
Yeah.
Because apparently it's in, like, some beach town or something, and there's some kind of, their spring break is coming up.
Yeah.
So they figure it's just part of the experience.
Sure, why not?
But you know, if that happened here, it'd be, like, some kind of uproar. Oh, my God, there was children. There could have been children out at 1 in the morning.
Even if there were, you know, their parents were probably naked, too, at that point.
Yeah. But I mean, you can't have a laugh about that. Why not? It's meat on a bike.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah, I really don't have anything else either.
All right, I guess we should wrap up the big Christmas episode. Well?
What?
Are we going to wrap it up?
I thought you were making a pun. I was going to come over there and slap you.
No.
Oh, okay.
All right, we're wrapping this Christmas episode up.
All right. End it now.
Oh, but stay tuned because I think next week will be the big end of the year 2009 Enter the Year show.
All right.
Who knows what we'll do. All right. See you next time on the couch.